This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the Day of Judgment, people are naked. That's right? No. Everybody is naked. That's right? What's the hikmah of that?
Well, one of them is for sure that everyone's...
What's the wisdom?
For sure everyone's... Well, I can think of two things, right? One is everyone's equal. Yani, come on, Day of Judgment, this guy Gucci, this guy Versace, khalas baga. Everybody equal, all right? The other thing, there's something amazing about, yani, related to psychology here with being naked. It creates a feeling of fear and vulnerability that's unbelievable. And I was actually watching a documentary on torture a long time ago. Because I want to torture people later. And they were talking about the relationship between stripping people. You know, when people go to jail, the first thing they do is they strip them. And it's not just for the search. That's secondary. It's to scare them like that. And when they torture people, they strip them off their clothing. And on the Day of Judgment, people are stripped. And when you feel comfort is when you put on clothing. And that's why... To honor people, Allah Azza wa Jalla will clothe them on the Day of Judgment. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions the first one to be clothed will be Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam. At least these two.
Very good. Well said. So there is people, yani, don't think you're going to stay naked for the whole time. No, the believer eventually will be put giving clothes. And they will be clothed. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will be resurrected in the clothes that you are buried in. قال يبعث فيما قد كفن به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that. So that means العلماء رحمه الله said either you come up from your grave with the clothes and by the time you arrive to the place of gathering you lose them, or you with no clothes and when you arrive that's when the believer will be giving that clothes that they buried in, which is one of the most, you know, also, again, equal. Everybody wearing, that's why the Hajj remind us of the Day of Judgment, because that's the Hajj you wear, and Hajj, most of us wear the same thing that we will be buried in. Okay? So that's also something. Men and women naked? Aisha radiallahu anha said that. Ya Rasulullah, men and women naked? I just can't think of that. Then he said to her, "What?"
He said, "It's
people it's are too busy
to be looking at each and into looking at each other." And I can't think of a scenario on earth where someone wouldn't care if someone else is wearing, even if the building is on fire. Okay, if the building's on fire and you're running out, and someone is not wearing clothes, some people will be like, "What?" and still and continue running. But it's so severe that day, nobody cares. Actually, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many times where the eyesight will be. Where the eyesight will be. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Many times. And people will be looking down. And when you're in trouble and when you're scared, you don't look up. Right? Like when your father's yelling at you. You don't look at him. That's for your mother. Am I right? But when your father's looking, guys don't get the jokes at all. When your father's yelling at you, you look down, kid. Right? And Allah describes how the eyesight will be looking down constantly. So, who is going to do this and be checking people out? It's too serious for that. Way too serious for that.
Yeah.
Wallahu a'lam.
I think it can also make us a little more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in this dunya that we're able to beautify ourselves with clothes and cover our shortcomings with clothes. And that, like Sheikh Kamal said, it's a sign of vulnerability when you don't have clothes. You're vulnerable. And that's actually what it's about, is that you're vulnerable on that day. You're really completely in need of Allah's mercy. You're completely in need of Allah's mercy. You don't even have the clothes that will actually cover you from the heat, or cover you from the cold, or cover you, cover your sins, or cover your shortcomings, cover your shame. No, you're completely exposed. Mm-hmm.